In spite of the controversies, Ghanaians say they trust and are confident that the Electoral Commission will pull through and ensure that Ghana comes out with fair and credible elections in December. A nationwide survey conducted by the NCCE indicated that citizens are convinced that the EC has a good record, a good reputation, competent staff, independent and non-partisan, which places the commission in a better position to oversee democratic elections. Rebecca Igbe has more on the NCCE survey and the EC.
December 7 this year will mark the 7th presidential and parliamentary elections to be conducted by the Electoral Commission. With less than 50 days to the polls, the dreams of some presidential hopefuls have been quashed by the Commission for their inability to comply with the filing requirements. Despite this, Ghanaians are optimistic the Commission will deliver on its mandate come December 7, head of the Research, Gender and Equality Department of the NCCE, Tito Vogbelu explains.
It's not the first election that the Electoral Commission has conducted. Over the years, up to date, 7 good elections. So at least people who have lived through it, they can testify to the fact that those 6 elections that we've had, the 6 times they voted, everything went on well. So based on that history that they have, that is why they think that the Electoral Commission can be dependent on provide free, fair and credible elections.
So what would you say to people who are saying that the Electoral Commission is cracking the whip too much?
Our respondents pointed out as reasons why this can depend on the Electoral Commission is that they think that it's an independent body and that it has rules and regulations that guide its work.
Okay.
From that basis then, it means that since they think that it's an independent body which has rules and regulations that guide its work, they expect it to enforce those rules and regulations that guide its work.
NCCE's survey recommends, however, that the EC improves the biometric voting technology, simplify its forms, and consider electronic voting and counting in future elections as a way of advancing Ghana's democracy.
Rebecca Igbe.